Welcome to her first 3 years. From breakdowns to blunders, learn what worked and what didn't. I'm your host, Sharday, and whether you're a new entrepreneur or you're just starting something new, this is your space to learn and feel a little less alone. Let's talk Instagram. I feel like many of us have lost years of our lives on feeds trying to connect and find clients. And the worst part is that most of the coaching on how to do it, it's super cringe. It's salesy, it's manipulative. DM 50 people a day. How many of you have heard that? Now, it's totally possible to grow without Instagram, and I share a lot of that, but it can be a great tool if you're doing it the right way, which is why I'm going to super highly recommend watching the masterclass, 3 Secrets to Grow and Monetize Your Instagram Account with Carla Biesinger. It's much more of that heart-led, less douchey way to connect with your audience and convert them into clients without living with your fingers glued to the phone. To learn more and watch, go to herfirst3years.com/grow. That's herfirst3years.com/grow. Now on to our episode. How to build a personal brand. This is a conversation I never thought that I would be leading because I never wanted to be a personal brand. But there is no denying the power that it has. So in this episode, I'm going to give you the real truth about it, how to get started in the easiest way, but also some considerations that don't get talked about. And mistakes, really big ones, that I would not make now. So when we talk about personal brand, it's your unique identity. It's your strengths, your passions, your expertise. It's coming across as someone that someone thinks about for whatever XYZ area or whatever XYZ problem. If you think about an area you know a lot about, be it in business or art, there's probably one name that comes to mind, and that person has created a really strong personal brand. So you can see the benefits. It gives you more visibility, more marketability, marketability, able to market better. It gives you more client and customer loyalty because people's connections will always be closer to you as a person than to services or products. So lots of upsides. Now, why did I not want to do it? I'm going to give you how to do it too. Don't worry. If you're here for that, that's coming. But why I didn't want to do it. I did not like being on camera. This was also more than 10 years ago. So it wasn't as common to have a personal brand. I specifically didn't want to be on camera. I didn't want my photos and things. I also thought, being in the fitness space, that I didn't have the right look to sell what I was selling. So I wanted to have stock photos of these models, and I wanted to have people who had the look, and I wanted to come across as this big business when I was really just me. It was a combination of not wanting to be visible personally and also feeling like I just wasn't the right representative for my brand. And because of that, for the first, I want to say, 4 years of my business, I was not a personal brand. I was in the about section, you know, my photo, my personal story a little bit, but nothing deep. And I would share on social media, but it was really, here's this workout and this thing. It was never my story. I laugh about this now because it's just so incredible. The extent I went to not represent my brand is I had a friend who was an amazing creative director. She had worked at top agencies. She's probably listening now. Super talented. And I told her that I wanted to create this brand shoot. And in that brand shoot, I wanted to have models doing different fitness stuff. And she came up with this whole amazing concept around tropical, because it's Brazilian inspired, And we actually flew to Poland to do it because she was going to be based there. And it's also cheaper. We flew to Poland, had makeup done, had this whole extravagant photo shoot, art direction, photographer, all so that I could represent my brand without being in it. The images that she produced were amazing. They looked professional. I used them a lot, and they certainly gave the impression that business was bigger than it was. But when I look back, I really wish that I had been in those photos. Even if they had the models with them, I wish that I had been in those photos. Because it was such an experience of creating this. We even had someone samba dancing and doing video with a headdress and top, like, she was topless. The ideas that came were amazing. It was such a fun creative process. But I was avoiding being the face of my business. And for what I was doing, which was fitness and nutrition coaching, that didn't make sense. So this is the first question to ask yourself. Are you in a business, or do you want to be in a business where it really matters that people know who you are? The answer is not always yes. I have a really good friend who's an entrepreneur. She's done fabulously well, and she is not a personal brand. She's created a team. She works with corporates. She is not the face of that brand, and she prefers it that way, because she doesn't have to always be sharing her story. But she's also in a field where it's not required. Now, you can also say, for me, for example, with fitness, that I didn't have to be the face, right? I could have created a totally different company where I had different coaches delivering a different product. How I came around to it was realizing how much more powerful it was when I shared my story. And from asking clients, why did you choose to work with me? It was always the story and what that brand represented to them. So I gradually evolved to do more of the personal brand. And while I see my podcast, This One and Feel Good Naked, as being more than me, I recognize that I need to bring myself into them. So it is sharing stories and being vulnerable with you. And it is discussing things that can be embarrassing or scary or just different. But that for me has resulted in a lot of growth. And so I do say this, if you're called to do the personal brand, do it. And let's get into how. So easiest thing you can do is think about these questions. Number one, what conversations do you want to have? What are the conversations that matter to you the most? For me, when it was fitness, I wanted to have a conversation of health without size. That was a very important conversation for me to be a part of. It was empowerment of women. In this podcast, or with the work I'm doing now as a visibility coach, I want to be part of the conversation of helping women feel confident to position themselves for opportunities. Those are the conversations that I know I want to be a part of. So what are the conversations that you think, yeah, I want to do these? And what are the conversations you don't want to be a part of? This is something to be really mindful of when you start your personal brand that, again, I didn't do. The conversation around fitness of focusing on weight, focusing on tone, that was a conversation that I didn't want to be a part of, but I made myself be. And it involved so many inauthentic things, failed programs, YouTube videos that I wanted to take down because I didn't really think about what are the conversations that I do want to be a part of. So think about that. Next question here is, what specifically three conversations do you want to start? What do you want to make people talk about or think about? Again, for me in the fitness, it was talking about health, not size. That conversation did exist, but I wanted to bring it specifically into fitness, not just health. I wanted fitness to be non-diet. What are the three conversations, and you can write this down if you want, that you want to start? Next, what do you want to be known for? When someone says, hey, this is my friend, or this is the person I worked with, they are the boop. Insert XYZ, boop. What do you want to be known for? And it doesn't even need to be right now, the product or the service. If you don't know what to say here, so my answer would be, I want to be known for helping women be heard and visible. If I didn't know what to say there, I can express more the feeling I want to create. I want to create a safe space for women to shine. What are the things you want to be known for or for creating? Next up, what do you know most about? What is your knowledge that's so deep and strong, or your skills or your way of doing something? We all have something. You don't need to specifically do that thing, but think about it, because this can also help tailor what you end up positioning your personal brand as. What are you really good at? For me, it was created for fitness. It was creating a really energetic space, really vibrant, playful. What do you know most about? And then lastly, what are you most excited to learn? So it doesn't need to be that you only work in an area or craft your personal brand around what you already know. It can be what you're intrigued by, like what interests you. And think about things that are not related to the business you want to create, because you can pull those in a bit. They can be totally different. So when I created my fitness brand, I was so interested in travel and learning more about that. And that was something that I incorporated later on, created retreats, made sense. I didn't know it at the time. But think about these things. So these are your starting questions. You'll notice that we didn't talk about any sort of website, any sort of logo. It's just getting into really drilling down these questions. Now, the next thing you want to think about is, what is your brand tone? So what are the three words that really will describe your personal brand? For me, bold, playful, colorful. Those are the ones that I used again and again and again. In fact, that's even what I'm using with this new brand. I like those ones. Use those. That will also help guide you. The three words that can always change. They don't have to be set. From here, we have established what you're about. We have established your strengths. You know, what are you good at? We've established also the tone you want to have, but now it's about looking at your audience. And one of the best questions I ever got was from a branding coach who will be on this show, named Sarah, was, who are you not for? I love that question, because sometimes it's really hard to think about, my target audience is between XYZ ages and they live in this country, in this place, and they have these things and they shop here. Who are you not for? Who are the clients you don't want? The customers that don't resonate? That's important, because from there you can look at it and say, I want these ones. And that will also help you craft your personal brand, because that's who you're going to talk to. That's who you're going to find Facebook communities for on social media, and who you're going to collab with. Like, those are your people. So starting with that for your audience. Now from there, the next step is we get a little bit more careful about crafting your personal brand. So this is where you think about storytelling. What are the stories that you want to share around yourself and this product or service? I always say think of three. So think of your origin. How did you start it? You know, or your background. Think of a transformative one. What does the product, the service do, the story that you want to have there that, again, represents the tone of the brand you're creating? And then a third one is always a very personal anecdote, something that relates back to those three words that describe you in your brand. These are the stories you can start with that you share on social media, on your blog, on your website with potential clients, and in partnerships. Continuing to reinforce stories allows people to get to know you. And then lastly, if you absolutely have to think about visuals, I would say start with two colors. Okay, this is an added thing you don't necessarily need, but start with two colors. You can always change them later. Mine were these really bright green and yellow from the Brazilian flag. I did not like them, but I changed it and evolved later on. So this is why it doesn't really matter about the colors, but I know people get excited in Canva. And you go from there. Now, the biggest thing I'm going to leave you with, and this could be a whole topic in itself, but it's so important to mention in creating your personal brand. The thing I did not do that I 100% say that you have to do this is so crazy that I didn't do this. Don't try to create your personal brand in isolation. Collaborate. Find people who have a similar feel and look. They are not your competitors. They are the ones to push you forward with overlapping audiences. So collab with them. Create social media posts together. Do podcasts that are aligned. You know that's my number one. Be on the podcast. Get on the podcast. I help with this. If you need help, go to my website. You will find it in the show notes here. Get in front of other people's audiences, spreading this message, sharing your brand, because that is how you will get people into your ecosystem. And so much of collaborating doesn't even require you having this big, nice website. It just requires you spreading this message. So if we break it down, it's the deeper work looking at those questions. It's looking at roughly your audience. Who are you for? You don't need specific demographics just yet. The words that describe you, and then it's finding aligned partnerships. Also, because the more you work with people that call to you, the more you're going to be able to really tailor your message and what you want to talk about. It's going to make you really stand out more. Those are the steps to building a personal brand. You will notice there is nothing about logo. I mentioned colors just to suit you. Website basic, just so people can find you, but doesn't need to be super incredible. No business cards. I need to find where all those hundreds of business cards went. But the bottom line is that if a personal brand is something you want to do, just do this background work first, because it will help you come across as a lot more professional, a lot more trustworthy and personable. And it will really attract the people that you want instead of you chasing them. And you don't need to have this huge brand shoot across the world. Although when you feel comfortable, if you do want to do a brand shoot with photos, that's something that can also really make a difference and elevate, but it's not essential, okay? It can help, but I don't want that to be the thing that stops you from moving forward. Now, last note, I mentioned earlier why someone may not want to create a personal brand. What are the upsides? I mentioned a little bit about how you don't need to be constantly sharing your story. It is a little bit easier to scale in terms of clients understand they will not be working with you necessarily, that they will work with your team. But even when you have a personal brand, you can still do that. So it comes down to what works. And what works for your lifestyle as well. Thank you so much for listening. This is the basics of what it is to get started. It's not any of the fancy crap you thought. Most of us start with way more than we need to. And I will tell you, I've gone through, I don't know how many website iterations and stock photography and all this stuff trying to get my personal brand right when really it came down to just these small tiny fundamental things. Sending you lots of creativity, energy, and motivation for this. And I will see you in the next one. If you've been enjoying this show, please leave a review. You are a business person. You know how it is. This is how we grow, how we continue to help, is by supporting one another. If you could leave in the review what episode has helped you the most or what you've been learning, and heck, you can even put in what you do. You know, might as well put yourself out there. But feel free to do that. Like, let's support each other, and I will see you in the next one.